Welcome to The Real Moms Playbook, the movement where we elevate your life. Brought to you by our premier sponsor, Earthly Wellness. In season two, we build onward from the intentional transformation to conquer the chaos, live in alignment, and build systems that work. So grab a notebook and let's get going. Welcome back to The Real Moms Playbook. I'm your host, Lisa Autry. I wanted to release a three-part tidying series because I've been doing a lot of tidy sessions with clients lately, and I wanted to share some tips for your success that I see a lot of moms struggle with. Today is part one of three, and I wanted to give you ladies some successful tips on making the most of your busy schedule. How do we set the tone for success? How do we make the most of our limited time? So today is all about the framework of creating a tidy life. The steps you make today will lead to your ultimate success in the long run. The art of tidying is kind of an ongoing process. It's a journey of learning what's right for you. It's an experience of educating your children and providing them with examples so that they can grow up and do the same. When I did KonMari about 5 years ago now, I overhauled my whole home. But I want you to know that it's maintained through systems. Systems are your success. The systems I implemented in order to keep it from unraveling and going back to square one. And that's what I'm going to discuss a little bit over this three-part series. The whole goal of these is for you to take these tips and strategy and apply them to your life to build that momentum. So what are the three tips for busy moms in order to start creating a tidy lifestyle? Number one, look ahead to the next day. Clarity will make you the queen of your household. Knowing what's coming will create a level of understanding and clarity in order to set the proper tone and expectations of what you actually can achieve. The night before, list out your power of six, when you hope to achieve them in specific blocks of time, and utilize about 10 to 15 minutes as sort of a to-do list brain dump. You'll be surprised with how much you are getting out of your mind, and that'll allow you to sleep better and more calmly. And it'll also make you wake up with more clarity and excitement for the day. So literally do a brain dump on a piece of paper, get that clarity, and understand what you have to tackle the next day. And then that leads into number two, building in buffer space. So when you know your expectations, it's a lot easier to say, okay, I need to build in buffer time, because it's no surprise to us that life happens, especially with young kids. Things take sometimes twice as long as we expect. So we need to be able to set the tone and build in that buffer space. It will give you a chance to breathe, enjoy the moments, and actually fully show up versus running and running and trying to juggle everything. And we know juggling is not successful. You're going to drop something. Life happens, and we can adapt to it by building in an extra 15 minutes to help your kids tidy, clean up after a meal, or make sure everything is set, like the diaper bag, before heading out. And when you build in that buffer space, you're a lot less likely to forget things like diapers when you're out and about. And I'll be totally honest, I got kind of lax with buffer time because my girls were older. But now that we have welcomed a new baby into the household, it reminded me that I needed that buffer time to clean up some reflux puke on me or to change a diaper before it's time to rush out. Your buffer space can help you be the queen of your tone. Are you going to rush around and scream, or are you going to be calm and collected because you're giving yourself enough time to do things? And then tip three, transitional tidies. So my mom came up with this really great term after seeing my kids, and she calls it the dropsies. Dropsies. So do your kids have the dropsies? And my mom came up with that term, and it describes my children perfectly. It's where your kids have something in their hands, they get distracted, they drop the item in their hands wherever they're standing, and then run to the next thing. That's the dropsies. I'm going to trademark it, so just make sure you give me credit because I love it so much. It's going to stick, right? But seriously, the dropsies is a real thing, and most kids and husbands suffer from it. And so when you look at it, your home can unravel very quickly because it's like drop zone, drop zone, drop zone, dropsies everywhere. And that's why every household needs a transitional tidy system. It's the 10 to 15 minute window before moving on to the next activity, to ensure that everything goes back into its home so it's not alone. And use that term, it's put it in its home so it's not alone. That's a little rhyme I came up with a couple years ago to help remind my kids to put items back where they go, not just where it's convenient. At their ages, it works about 50% of the time. They're 5 and 7 now, but we're constantly working on it and it's getting better over time. And so tidying is a journey and it's all about the tiny steps that will compound over time. And you are consistent with it, so it is going to compound over time. And with these three tips, so remember, look ahead to the next day, anticipate what's going to go on in the next day, build in the buffer space throughout the day, and then create transitional tidies in the, either that buffer space or just after a playtime, because it'll help with the dropsies. Now, I wanted to do this three-part series because I wanted to lead into something for you guys. I want to personally invite you to start your tidying journey with me. Starting August 1st, I'm going to be hosting the Tidy Life Live Experience. It is 30 days, 30 challenges, 30 successes, all completed in 20 minutes or less. So you're going to hear these this three-part series, and I'm going to be talking about the Tidy Life Experience. And these are quick lives and quick podcasts to help you move through faster. So these three tips you can start implementing immediately. Same thing goes for the Tidy Life Challenge, because it's 30 quick challenges for you to see success. I'm with you every step of the way as we move categorically through your home and you build momentum, excitement, and tidiness. And so it's going to be a really fun challenge. You're going to figure out where you're going to build it into your time, and it's 20 minutes a day. You know, if you have junk drawers, if you have too many clothes, if you have messy closets, if you have a messy kitchen, your paper category is out of control. We're going to be going through each step, and I'm going to be helping you build that momentum. And I would like you guys to join me. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We already have the community building out. It's a private Facebook community. You're going to listen to audio bites and take action, and then there's a level of accountability there of showing up to be successful. Also, for my podcast subscribers, I want to give you guys $5 off with the code PODCAST. So I want you guys to input that during checkout into the Tidy Life. And I put the Tidy Life in the show notes. So join us and learn how to start effectively tidying your home and going through the process. And the best part of this is it's not just about tidying. It's about the systems I'm going to teach you to put in place to be successful. You don't have to work on your home constantly and you don't have to let it rule you. The best part is about this whole thing is that when I broke my hand when I was really, really pregnant, my home maintained and I didn't have to run around and do it all myself because I only had one hand and I was super pregnant. So the home maintained, everyone is accountable for their spaces now because of the things we do when we're feeling good. And so I want to teach you guys those systems. So I hope you'll join me. Thank you for joining me for part one of this series. Make sure you stick around for parts 2 and 3 as I give you more strategies to show up successfully to see success. So I'll talk to you next time.